Gonna keep the hour going with this week's round of the Monday Morning Huddle with Carolina Football General Manager Michael Lombardi, presented by Chapel Hill Tire. Joined on the phone by Michael Lombardi, a couple days out from UNC's second win in a row, 20-15 over Stanford. They got a big one coming up against Wake Forest in just a few days as well. Michael, thank you so much for being with us today.
It's good to be here. Thank you, Aaron.
So before we get into specifics about Wake Forest, your thoughts about the Stanford game on Saturday? Nice win in front of a home crowd.
Yeah, it was good to get a home win, and it was good to get the team. You know, I think we kind of fought hard in the game, and Stanford was certainly a tough, hard-nosed team. You know, I know their season hasn't gone the way that they'd hoped it would, but they play with extreme intensity. They're kind of they're a 60-minute football team, and of course, after the lead 20-3, they fought back, and we had to preserve the win. So it was good. It was a good get a win in front of the home crowd. It was good to keep a win streak alive.
What's your thought about the fans in the stadium on Saturday?
It was great. You know, it was good to see support, you know, and I think ultimately, you know, we have sellouts every game, but it was good to see the people show up and cheer on the team. And I think it was important, you know, as we honored the veterans and we were able to show them that our team is improving. We're getting better every single day, and we're going to continue to get better.
Obviously, a lot of improvement still to go, but equally obviously, there's been a lot of improvement, as you mentioned, in the last few weeks. What would you say has been the biggest shift in the last month?
Well, obviously, defensively, we've been able to find a way to rush the passer. I think Tyler Thompson, Metcart, you know, Isaiah Johnson, Deontay Robinson, Leroy Jackson, our defensive front has really responded and has played at a very high level. And, you know, just all around defensively, I mean, we lost Thad Dixon in the Clemson game, and our secondary has really responded and played well. So defensively, we've gotten that, and I think we've seen, you know, more production out of our offense, you know, not in the first half against Stanford, but certainly in the second half against Syracuse, the second half against Stanford. You know, we saw it against Cal as well. We saw it against Virginia. So we're continually getting better, and I think it's important that we keep doing that. We've had some injuries in the offensive line, and we've been able to overcome that. We've had a lot of moving pieces, and I think the young players on our team have responded. Jordan Hall started at left tackle in this game. You know, in the first 5 weeks of the season, he didn't even dress. That's how much progress he's made over the course of the year.
And speaking with Michael Lombardi, UNC football general manager, and I think it bears underscoring, like, struggling in the first half offensively and then turning it around and picking it up in the second half. Just the ability of everyone on the team to not get frustrated, keep your head down, keep at it because you know things are going to turn around. Like, that's a huge, huge deal that doesn't get mentioned enough.
No, it doesn't. And I think, you know, what you see is the ability of players to buy into the program, to buy into what Coach Belichick's talking about every single day, which we just got to continue to grow and get better and continue to, you know, almost have, you know, like a farmer's mentality, you know, is just don't pull up the crops to see if they're growing. Just believe in what you're doing, you know, and be sure that you understand how everything is working towards ultimately becoming productive and not necessarily rely on the scoreboard to do that. So I think that's really what we talk about all the time here is we've got to be able to stay within the process, work hard. And we've seen it. You know, Tyler Thompson, you know, he has improved in terms of on the field, but I think all the work off the field he's done has shown the given him the ability to rush the passer, play with more consistency, and play with more physicality.
Well, you're 4-5 now, and you got the Carolina championship coming up with Wake and Duke and State to wrap up the regular season. Wake's up first, and these three are going to be tough teams. What's your focus this week heading into Winston-Salem?
Well, Wake did something that a lot of teams are able to do. They beat Virginia in a close game.
Yep.
You know, and I think that on the road in Charlottesville, so that's really important. And, you know, this will be a tough challenge for us. They're a physical team. They're really well coached, and they play with great physical. They remind you a lot of how Stanford play defense. They're very physical. They're tough. They run to the football. They play with a commitment to what they're doing. So it'll be a challenge on the road there. And I think our team, you know, is going to look forward to it. We are going to have a great week of practice, take it one day at a time with preparation and study and prepare for ultimately the game going into the fourth quarter and trying to find a way to win it.
And we'll have plenty of time to talk between now and the end of the regular season with a couple more games coming up. But three games left. Obviously, Tar Heel fans really looking at these three on the schedule, and a lot kind of riding on these just in terms of bragging rights in Carolina before even anything else on top of everything else that matters with these games. What are you looking at in terms of like a target for improvement at the end of the regular season? If we hit a certain benchmark, like what would constitute success for these last three games?
I think we're looking at tomorrow's practice as having our best day. You know, I mean, last week against Stanford, we were not good on third down offense. You know, last week against Stanford, we were not good in the 2-minute drill in the fourth quarter. I think we have to work on the things that we weren't good at and continue to get better. And if we can't get over our skis, we can't look at what's going on down the road. And, you know, I know it's important that we play these three games in North Carolina, but if we don't prepare tomorrow, you know, as if it's the last day. You know, there's a great story about Rick Pitino. Every year he goes into becoming the head basketball coach, he tells himself, it's my last year. And the reason he does that is because he wants to understand how privileged it is to be in the job that he has. And I think that privilege is what allows him to be successful, to work hard, to not get tired for being tired, to not get annoyed at all the things that come into your day. And I think that's a great message to our team, is we are privileged to have the opportunity to get better tomorrow, and we got to take advantage of it.
Speaking with Michael Lombardi, Monday Morning Huddle presented by Chapel Hill Tire. We'll wrap up here, but final message to the fans in the days before the Wake game?
Look, you can get tickets in Wake Forest. Love to see the Carolina Blue in Wake Forest. I think it's important. You know, I think it'll be a great game, and I think it would love to have our fans there and cheering us on like we did in Charlotte. We had a great crowd in Charlotte. You know, it was an easy drive over. This is an even easier one, so hopefully we'll be represented in the stands there in Wake Forest.
Just a little more than an hour away down the road, and of course we'll have it here on 97.9 The Hill, too. Games on Saturday, Tar Heels against the Demon Deacons. Michael Lombardi, thank you so much for being with us, as always.
Thank you.
And thanks again for listening to the Monday Morning Huddle with Michael Lombardi, presented by Chapel Hill Tire. Save $50 when you spend $150 or more on automotive services during football season at any of Chapel Hill Tire's 12 area locations. Just use the promo code DOTG25 when you schedule your appointment. That stands for Drive of the Game. And don't forget to tune in to 97.9 The Hill for the Inside Carolina Live pregame show ahead of every Carolina football game. And you can hear the Drive Happy Drive of the Game, presented also by Chapel Hill Tire.